Hey everyone, it's Chloe and Natalie from the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Yeah, so it's Thursday, rainy Thursday, you know, typical Vancouver. But today we have a special guest on air in the studio with us today. Max from Skeleton Choir is here.
Hi, everyone.
So Skeleton Choir is I believe a duo. Mm-hmm. It's kind of indie.
Yeah.
Alt rock duo.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to talk a bit about the origins of how Skeleton Choir
for sure.
came to be.
It was I used to play in punk bands way back then, many years ago, and I just kind of outgrew it, sort of, because I used to scream in it, so kind of outgrew that stuff and started out just playing acoustic guitar and just trying that out, seeing how that went. Played a couple shows. We did a tour across Canada. It was pretty fun. Got used to it, and then I just kind of wanted to add something more that was I don't know, more than just a guy in an acoustic guitar. So he came down here, recently relocated from Kamloops. So been down here for a couple months, met my buddy Jack who plays drums, done a couple of sessions with him, played a show recently that was more synthy with my buddy that's from Australia, and he came down, we did some synth stuff together, but yeah, it's going more definitely in the indie rock direction with guitar and drums, sort of, I don't know, reminiscent of like Black Keys, which is the rough guitar and drums kind of making up the whole band, so. Yeah.
Nice. And I was noticing, like, is there anything that kind of made you want to do more of the whole synth? Because I actually checked out some of all those videos on YouTube there up from when you were at, is it Joe's apartment?
Yeah.
And kind of more synth. And I listened to some of your acoustic stuff when you were under the name Beaches as well.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that kind of made you want to go in more that electronic direction or just?
Yeah, it was fun. And I ran into him through work actually down here, and he's got quite an awesome setup with synths and whatnot that he had. So we were just kind of like playing around, I don't know, having fun and seeing what we could do with it. But unfortunately, he's taken off now to New York for doing school or music school down there. So that's when we decided to try and refine the sound there without synths and go in a more live sort of style for it. So, yeah.
How different is it from, obviously, Vancouver's a much larger music scene than Kamloops was?
Yeah, it's crazy down here. I've only been down here for a couple months, and it's been amazing so far, and there's way more venues and way more opportunities down here for music. Kamloops only has sort of three venues, and it kind of gets, you know, old playing the same place over and over again, but it's been a blast so far. It's really fun down here. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break now and play a song for you. And later, actually, Max is going to play some tunes for us on air with his guitar, which is kind of cool, so we'll look forward to that. What song are we going to play, Chloe? Sleep Peacefully by Lily Kershaw.
Should I tell? Will it end happy? Will it turn out well? What dreams do I own? Can I call any place my home? And I rock myself to sleep and I tell myself, don't get caught too. By the touch of my lips, and I rock
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chloe, and the track you just heard was Overdue by Pins and Needles, and they are an all-girl band from Ontario. Really great music. Yeah, so once again, in case you missed the beginning of the show, hopefully you didn't, Max from Skeleton Choir, which is now a Vancouver-based kind of
alt-rock, indie-rock duo, is here with us in the studio. And so, Max, I know that a show was just announced. You announced that you're playing next month at Joe's Apartment with some other local bands, if you wanted to.
We're playing, we're opening up for O Village. I never played with them before. I recently met them, though. And we get to open up for them, which is going to be fun at Joe's Apartment. It'll be a cool show. There's some sort of like-minded bands, so it's nice to play with some of those. It'll be a good one. We're the opening act, though, so if anyone wants to go, come kind of early, because we go on first, and there's three other bands as well, too. Old Village is kind of like indie folk, and then there's a couple other sort of blues rock bands as well. So yeah, we'll be doing that one, but it'll be a bit of an early show for that one as well. So.
Cool, and you've played Joe's before.
Yeah.
Have you played any other local venues yet?
Yeah, we played, because I've only been down here for a couple months, so we're just trying to figure out what venues suit us best. We played Railway Club about a week ago. That was a fun one, with some other bands as well, too. It's only been Railway Club and Joe so far, and we're trying to set one up at the Media Club as well. And then Roxy is another one that we're waiting to announce for those. So just trying to experience the venues and see what ones suit our sound best and stuff. But it'll be fun again. Playing Joe's was awesome last time. So.
Cool. And I have the other ones here. It's, I think, Byzantine Blue. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, they're like a blues rock sort of thing.
Yeah, and Tatters and Ravens are playing as well. And yeah, once again, so that's on Friday, May 15th. And tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door.
Yeah.
If you guys wanted to check that out. Do you have tickets?
So you can get them from, like, the band ourselves. We're selling them, and so are all the other bands on the list, in case you know any of the other bands that are playing. You can also get them through the Facebook event page. There's a link for, I believe it's Ticketmaster Online. It's like a ticket web link for it. So you can actually get them online if you're more into just buying stuff online. You can get them at the door as well, too, but I think the price goes up a bit. But they're $10 online if you want them, and $10 for, like, pre-sale for them right now. And I think they go up to $13 at the door. So, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, everyone who's listening, make sure to get your tickets early if you're thinking about going. Save a bit of money, and lots of cool acts playing. So what else do you have planned? Besides playing some shows, like, are you working on recording, releasing some new music as well?
Yeah, we're talking to a company called Factor right now, and they actually sort of assist bands in recording demos and whatnot for the finance side of it. So we're looking at recording at Monarch Studio, which is the one that did We Are the City's new release and Said the Whale's latest release. So we're looking at recording through them. Just waiting to hear back from Factor, which would be super awesome. We'll also be participating in the Peak Performance Project, so we're focusing on that one, trying to get sort of like at least one song out that can be for the radio before we go fully into Peak Performance. But yeah, that'd be the biggest one, is just recording and playing as many shows down here as possible. And yeah.
Cool. So did you already do, like, I know you have to submit like a live video or something for your application?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna get. I've got a couple friends coming to film the Joe's Apartment show that's coming up. They're gonna submit that to for Peak Performance as well, and because the one that they have right now, because they wanted one right up front, was just the one when we were playing more electronic stuff, just messing around with me and my friend. So it's a little bit of a different sound than what we're playing now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get a couple friends that I work with that have awesome at filming stuff, great equipment and stuff. They're gonna come by and sort of film a couple songs that we could send in to them as well for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to let Max set up his guitar, and then he'll actually play a song for us on air in a bit.
What's up, Natalie? Let's talk about the Canucks right now.
You know.
And the hole they're in. They have to win 3 out of 3 games. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is possible, but very slim possibilities of that happening.
Let's switch our fan base right now to the Montreal Canadiens, who I'm really confident will make it through. You can put that on the record. I'm very confident that they will beat Ottawa, but I love both teams.
Also, our show is going to be cut short today.
Yes, unfortunately.
It's only going to be around half an hour, because Chloe and I will be heading out and interviewing some YouTube Viners.
Hayes Greer, Aaron Carpenter, and Daniel Skye, the Digitours in or the United 26 tour, part of the Digi Tour.
Yeah, they're in town, and they'll be playing at the... performing at the Vogue Theater tonight, if anyone is interested in that kind of stuff. I'm not exactly sure what the show looks like. I feel like it's kind of like a variety. Yeah, like a variety show, maybe doing some singing, dancing interactions with the fans.
So it should be fun for people who are really into that stuff.
Yeah.
Fine, YouTubers.
Cool, so I think... Max is about ready. Can you introduce the song?
Yeah, for sure. It's sort of untitled right now. It's a new one that we've been playing around with, trying to figure out what we want to do with it. And we were just hanging out with Jack, our drummer, yesterday, and we sort of figured out the way that we want to go with this song. It's a little bit of a sort of happier tune. It goes back to this girl that I was seeing in the summertime. Things didn't work out, but it's sort of about the... happier side of relationships.
And that song was called...
Oh, it's untitled right now. We're trying to figure out a name for it before the Joe's apartment show. So.
Cool.
Just call it untitled for now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. We're going to play a few short messages, and then we'll be right back.
Snail Productions presents Inherent Vices with guests Ace Martins, Poor Baby, and Mary. Saturday, April 25th at the Railway Club. $10 cover, doors at 8:30.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms. Lots of people!
They take it like a game. You should, and then Mikey can shut up. Oh, welcome back. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're still back here with Max from Skeleton Choir, who just played an acoustic song for us, which is yet to be titled. He'll play another one for us a bit later on. Next, we have a few questions, you know, if people want to know a bit more about you. So, favorite TV show?
Oh, man. I'd say it's a toss-up between American Horror Story and The Walking Dead. I can't... They're so good this season. I can't decide between the two of them. Probably my favorites that I wait for every year when they come out. So.
Did you get a chance to stop by Fan Expo this year?
No, I really wanted to, but I heard.
There were some of the Walking Dead people who, I guess.
All
of them are deceased off. By now off the show, but
Well, you know, it's just still be cool to see them. Still fun. Yeah, and all my friends were Snapchatting me photos of with them, so it was cool. So.
Nice. Do you have a favorite summer festival lineup?
This year, man, it's hard because there's some great ones, and Coachella seemed really rad this year, but I would say, like, it's hard because I really want to go to Squamish, but the Sasquatch lineup looks amazing. But then, you know, you go to Squamish, you get Mumford and Sons and Drake, and I'd probably say this year I'm trying to get to Sasquatch is the one that I'm going to make it out to. The lineup for that one looks pretty awesome. I've been wanting to go for a while now, so...
I would name my pet iguana.
I don't know. I had a white cat that was named Paul, and it was the most ridiculous thing. So I think I would just choose that name again because it's just like you don't know how to. It's a ridiculous name for a cat. I think it's. Human names for pets are kind of funny. So I'd go in that area of choosing a human name for it. So.
What else? We like to ask this question a lot. If you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
Well, it'd be a flavor from Ernest Ice Cream for sure. Good.
Gotta go local, right?
Of course. Down here, I got to try it out with my my buddy from work, who's also a drummer too, makes his own music. He his girlfriend actually works at Ernest Ice Cream, so every time I'm at his house, she just has like tubs in the freezer. I don't know. It'd have to be... Like, I don't want to be too basic and go with Oreo, but something from Ernest Ice Cream. I don't know, one of their festive flavors or something, because everything they have is just top.
And not being biased, because we talked about your hockey team, the Anaheim Ducks, earlier, but who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Not to be biased, eh?
You can choose them if you think that they're going to anyone in the East who comes up.
It's a long story as to why a Canadian kid likes an American team so much, but... Man, I would say, I feel like they're going to go all the way, but at the same time, I know I don't want to be biased, but I really want my team to win. They just swept against Winnipeg, so I feel like they're ready to go the whole distance, assuming that Vancouver doesn't make it against Calgary, so.
Pretty sure Anaheim can beat Vancouver, though, so.
Yeah.
Probably. We're going to play another song for you now. And then Max would be back and play another song live for us. This is a song by Spectra Gates, who just released a new EP. I think it might be their debut EP called Correspondence. They'll be playing at the Cobalt tonight, their release show with Mesa Luna, I believe. So you should go check that out if you have nothing to do on a Thursday night. What song are we playing here? This song is called Psychic Love. Yeah, Psychic Love. Hope you enjoy.
Sweet dream, sweet dream. Ooh.
drift too far, you'll pull me in. Ooh, 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 you'll pull me in. Sweet dreams of ecstasy, open up my eyes and you're next to me. That's when I'm on my best, baby, my side. Sweet dreams are testing me. Feel you all the way from across the sea. And even when you're far from me, my side, I kick that alone. Never gonna stop, never gonna let it stop. Never gonna stop, never gonna let it stop. Never gonna end, unless the world cuts out. Losing all composure. Keep pace when it all looks over. That's when I see your face and the gray collapse. I know that it will be okay. Oh, 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 oh. That it will be okay. Sweet dreams of ecstasy. Open up my eyes and you're next to me. That's when I'm on my best, baby, my side, I giggle at the moon. Sweet dreams are testing me, feel you all the way from across the sea. And even when you're far from me, my side, I giggle at the moon. Kick a love, I know you're never far away. Sweet dream, sweet dream. Mosaic symmetry, you're pulling all these shapes and these sounds for me. When the city gets too loud, you'll be my sad eye. Kick love, love. Sweet dreams of ecstasy. Open up my eyes and you're next to me. That's when I'm on my best, baby. My side, I kick my own. Sweet dreams are testing me. Feel you all the way from across the sea. And even when you're far from me, my side, I kick my own.
Hello, welcome back. Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Once again, the song you just heard was Psychic Love by Spectragates. Yeah, so our show's just about over. Like we said earlier, we are cutting it short today, but we'll be back in 2 weeks for a full hour episode. So that would be Thursday, May 7th from 1 to 2 p.m. Probably just a music show. Not live music, just internet music, but still, all the same. Lots of local acts. We'd like to thank Max for coming on and joining us today.
Awesome.
And we're gonna play, there's gonna be a Spice of Life episode up at 2 o'clock. I think it's a pre-recorded one, but yeah,
still should be fun to tune in.
Yeah, a lot of good post rock in that show. So Max is gonna close us out with one more song.
This song's called Dark Lips. It's previously sort of synth style song, now try and do an acoustic rendition of it.
Spend a night, wasted summers. Don't let it go right now. Don't go. Just let it wait, let it wait, let it wait a year. If you're not right, sleeping outside. All these American
boys. I'm sorry, you, I know what's going on in your mind. It's too late for this, and I can't not sleep.